This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Iran's nuclear chief Ali Akbar Salehi now says that an accident at Iran's Natanz nuclear facility on Sunday was a result of a terrorist act. He said the international community and the International Atomic Energy Agency needed to deal with what he called nuclear terrorism. He added that Iran reserves a right to take action against the perpetrators. Iran said earlier on Sunday that a problem with the electrical distribution grid at the site had caused an incident. While Israel Public Radio quoted unidentified intelligence sources on Sunday as saying that Israel's Mossad spy agency carried out a cyber attack against Iran's Natanz nuclear facility, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu did not refer to the incident, but he did speak about the fight against Iran's nuclearization. At a ceremony on Sunday with Israel military and intelligence chiefs marking the 73rd anniversary next week of Israel's founding, he made no direct reference to Natanz, but he said the fight against Iran's nuclearization is a massive task. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said on Sunday the United States is concerned about China's aggressive actions against Taiwan and warned it would be a serious mistake for anyone to try to change the status quo in the Western Pacific by force. Beijing on Thursday blamed the United States for tensions after U.S. warplanes sailed close to Taiwan. The United States has a long-standing commitment under the Taiwan Relations Act to ensure that Taiwan has the ability to defend itself and sustain peace. This is VOA.